and welcome to our podcast titled Curiosity Corner. I'm your host, Agbo Elsie. And today we are diving into a powerful topic combining school and motherhood. It's not an easy journey, but many young women are working towards this path every day. Today, we are joined by a special guest, Gunbrenda, a student from the Department of Health Science who is a nursing mother. Brenda, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Elsie. I'm glad to be here.
Let's start by talking about the emotional side of things. Being a nursing mom is already a lot, but adding school into the mix makes it even more challenging. So, Brenda, how has becoming a mother affected your mental health while studying?
Becoming a mother has actually affected me mentally, as I have to take care of the child, a lot of responsibilities before going to school. Like, for instance, the times that I actually have to prepare the baby, prepare myself, and before getting to school, it's either I've missed a class already or I reach in school late. Then going to school too, I have to go with the baby. The times that she distracts me, and at the end, I learn nothing. So it has really affected me mentally.
That's very real. So many student mothers go through similar struggles, and it's important to talk about it. Now let's talk about finances. Handling school expenses and taking care of a baby at the same time can be tough. So Brenda, how do you manage your finances as a student and a mother?
For my finance, actually before coming to school, my parents supported me with something, and along the way the money got finished and I had to think of another way to raise money without asking them, without stressing them actually. So I got myself engaged in both online and on-site job, and for some of the online jobs I did were actually selling of dresses, I sold shoes, body sprays, body lotions. And then for the on-site job, I actually made yaourt and gato. I sell in school. I also do Alaska. I sold egg. And then during weekends or days that I don't go to school, I do puff puff and beans, also known as achombo. Sometimes I also do koki for sale. That's how I sustain myself financially.
Thank you for being open. Your story can inspire others who are in the same situation.
Stop, make you no cry again. When I want sleep, my mother go bed me. She go lie me well, well for bed. She cover me cloth, say make you sleep. Sleep, sleep, my pikin.
Let's look at the academic side. Studying with a baby around can be a serious challenge. So how do you manage your study time and keep up with your schoolwork?
Okay, how I manage my study time? Normally, after every class, during school days, after every class, I make sure I spend like 30 minutes to study, revise what has been taught in class for that day. Then when I come back home, when the baby actually falls asleep, I struggle now and I read some topics. Then since I miss some classes due to so much responsibility, I try to join study groups and catch up. Then there are also times that I draw my timetable, but failingly I don't follow it, so I have to use every free minute or opportunity I have. Like when someone or my neighbors or someone actually hold the baby, I use that free time to that time to study and actually get myself updated with lectures.
Those are really helpful ideas. Being a nursing mother or a student mother is not actually easy because you have to face one or two things. The baby is sick, you skip classes, you don't come to school, you miss your CAs, series of assignments, the baby is there disturbing. So it's really stressful. And courage to all mothers out there. I have a beautiful, special mama. Mama, show me a dancing step. Oh, show me a dancing step. Show me a dancing step. Mama, show me a dancing step. Show me a dancing step. Mama, show me a dancing step. Show me a dancing step. Mommy, show me a dancing step. Looking back on your journey, it has really been a tough one. Taking care of a baby while going to school is not really easy. Doing jobs, hawking just for you and your baby to feed, and also for finances or budgeting for school. So Brenda, what have you learned and what advice can you share to other student mothers listening to you right now?
Yeah, it has really not been an easy journey. Like during the periods when I was pregnant, I had to take a lot of insults from people and a lot of gossips and all that, stigmatization as well. There was a time I went to school, people would give comments like this girl is pregnant. Look at the kind of look at the level she's getting pregnant. They just throw some kind of odd comments, but still, that did not move me. It did not move me. I was determined. I actually knew what I wanted. Even though I got pregnant, it was still not going to stop my dreams. What I wanted to be in future. So, I actually took it to myself that it has already happened, so I will endure it and I get to where I want to get. Nothing is going to stop me. So during pregnancy, actually, I had a lot of fever, I threw out, I hated crowd. Even days I had to go to school, like days that we had classes as early as 7 o'clock, 7:30. I wasn't happy because during pregnancy too, I could not sleep early. Most of the time I go to bed at past 2 or 3 o'clock. So actually, when at times I shake and get up at past 9, then not to talk of when the days that I have a class at 7 o'clock, I will have to wake up early, prepare myself to go to school. Then I successfully go to school, I have to come in contact with all kind of body spray scents that actually irritates me. I feel like throwing out. It was really not easy for me. It was really tough. But what I actually learned is that nothing good comes easy. In life, we have to endure. And my advice to all the ladies out there and student nursing mothers out there is that no matter the condition, the circumstance you face yourself, never give up on yourself, for success awaits you if you're determined. Determination is the key to success.
And that brings us to the end of Curiosity Corner, combining school and motherhood. But before we go, let's take a quick moment to recap what we have learned.
Stop, mom, make you no cry again, no. When I was sleep, my mother go bed me. She go lie me well, well for bed. She cover me cloth, say make you sleep. Sleep, sleep, my pikino.
Today, we have learned that combining school and motherhood isn't easy, but it's possible with strength, support, and determination. If you're a student mother out there, do not hesitate to ask for help from family, friends, for some days will be harder than others, and that's okay. Adjust your expectations and celebrate small wins. To every mom out there juggling classes, deadlines, and bedtime stories, you are capable, you are resilient, and you are not alone. Keep going, for success awaits you. A huge thank you to our guest, Brenda, for sharing her story. And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Curiosity Corner. Until next time. This episode was produced by Dr. Vincent Manzi, supervised by Ngongsong Jean-Marie. At the anchor, I am Agbo Elsie. Contributions came from Group 10 members, Zuo Theodora, Mengengi Lizette, Fuso Vanel, Manto Nadia, and Manka Mambo.